got the drive to create things. You're a writer, a photographer, a musician, a maker. You're ready to make things happen.
But chasing creative isn't always easy. Your time and energy go to your work, your family, and your life. Is it really possible to make space for the creative in your everyday?
Here at the Chasing Creative Podcast, we believe you can. We're talking to everyday creatives who have insights and action steps you can take today to make your creative plans happen.
I'm Ashley Brooks, a freelance writer and editor at Brooks Editorial and work-at-home mom of two who would love to devote more time to creative writing and journaling.
And I'm Abigail Creeves, the writer and photographer behind Inkwells and Images. I'm living my creative life nights and weekends after I get home from a full-time job at an ad agency.
And you're listening to the Chasing Creative Podcast. Welcome to episode 7 of season 2 of Chasing Creative. This is our last episode before we head on another short hiatus. We're just about to head into the holiday season here, which, as you know, is quite busy for just about everybody, including us. And we just realized that we could use another little break here before we head into season 3. So we just wanted to have a little solo episode with just Abby and I to talk a little bit about creative projects and how they rarely go as planned. And sometimes we need to be open to going with the flow, which is what we're doing with this extra break. I think we hadn't planned on having such a short season 2, but it sort of became necessary just with the stuff that was going on in our lives. So how do you feel about all that, Abby?
I echo all of that 100%. So I was supposed to be in a house in September, and it is, you know, late November. It'll be early December when you guys hear this episode, and I'm still not in a house. It'll be a few more weeks yet, so I still don't have the internet at home. I actually, Ashley can laugh at this. I'm sitting on the floor in the corner of the library because there's no study rooms available. So I'm sure I'm an interesting sight with, like, my laptop on my knees and my microphone propped on my thighs, and I'm just trying to do an interview without getting too many eyeballs raised.
But that's why this is a short episode, right? So yes. Hopefully you're not too uncomfortable for too long. So, things have been shifting around schedule-wise with you with the house building, and then you've got your pregnancy. Also, you know, planning for a baby is kind of a big deal, a little bit. Yeah.
I hilariously am treating like each the house and the baby like different projects that I have to manage. And like hilariously, you know, house project is priority number one. And as soon as we get in the house, then I can flip all gears and move to baby project. So maybe I'm the weirdest expectant mother in the world, but that is how I have to like compartmentalize things for the time being.
Yeah. Well, having a house for the baby to live in is definitely a priority. So
kind
it's good
essential.
To focus on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to have a focus. And the baby does come with a built-in deadline. So
it's
you'll get
very
it all
true.
Done.
I am not too worried yet. I just can't really do anything to like get ready. I can't buy a crib or anything. So it's just like, nope, I'm just not going to think about it.
That's okay. You'll make better purchasing decisions anyway, I think, for not going baby crazy right at the beginning.
I suppose. I guess, and how are you guys settling in with newborn Reagan? Although she's not newborn anymore. She's what, 3 months, 3 and a half, almost 4?
Yeah, she's like, she'll be 4 months by the time this episode comes out. And she's pretty much on as good of a schedule as you could expect a baby her age to be. The unfortunate thing is that her schedule is often opposite of Hadley's. So that makes it easier for me to take care of them because I'm not always like getting both of them food at the same time. Or I'm like, but that also means that then they don't nap at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's been really hard to squeeze in work projects. And she's still up once at night. So it's like, I'm not doing good at that whole waking up before your kids to get some work done thing.
Yeah, or napping when they nap because one of them is always still awake.
Right, that hasn't happened at all. There has been no napping while they nap with Reagan. So I'm not doing too bad. I mean, I'm getting more sleep at this point than I was with Hadley, but the work aspect of it is really tricky. And November is the first month that I'm like officially back to work. I did just a little bit of client work in October. And I'm really struggling with the additional workload this month and even editing podcasts, even though these are short episodes, it's been hard to squeeze that in. So now that we've got the holidays coming up and all the busyness that comes with that, I am definitely looking forward to another break.
That sounds amazing. I know I think I emailed you a couple of weeks ago and said, like, I'm glad we have our last interview scheduled because I'm really need to see the light at the end of the tunnel right now. And you agreed. So it was good timing. Good timing for both of us.
Yeah. So I think the main point we want to get across to all you guys is just if there's like a lot of stuff going on in your life, like try and take a breather, step mm-hmm. away from it and, you know, go with the flow as much as you can. Sometimes that's going to mean taking on more than you would like to, but if you can schedule in time to take a break in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, that is definitely a good strategy for managing mm-hmm. all the craziness.
I think having a deadline or a date to look forward to really helps, provided that that's not like a moving target. So being able to say like, yes, you know, Tuesday's our last interview and then we get a break for a while is kind of, I guess, a little bit sanity inducing for me. But then also just trying to be kind to ourselves too. And when life throws curveballs, like, you know, not living in a house for 3 months extra, you just roll with the punches and do the best that you can, which is what I think we've tried to do with this second little mini season, is make it as easy and as feasible as possible for both of us and for our guests, but still be putting something out there that's worth listening to.
Exactly. Yeah. I have to say, it's funny that you say, I totally agree about having a deadline, but it's funny that you say that it shouldn't be a moving target, because that is like the bane of expectant mothers everywhere when their due date comes and goes, because they'd been looking forward to that is the day. And then it doesn't turn out that way. I can't even say anything because I have never gone past my due date, but I know many women do, and they'll tell you that they are not happy about it.
I know a couple who have as well. And I am just like, the type A part of me is like, baby, you better come on time. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. So anyway, we're thinking we are going to try to be back early next spring with season 3. Not quite sure what shape that will take or kind of when our expected date for releasing episodes will be, but we will keep you posted on social media and on our newsletter if anyone wants to hop on that mailing list at chasingcreative.com. We'll put a link in the show notes. Anything else we kind of need to say here in this last hurrah?
I don't think so. If anybody has any suggestions for things they would like to see us do in the podcast that we haven't done before that we could maybe bring to season 3, we're not making any promises, but you can feel free to send that to us in an email at chasingcreativepodcast@gmail.com, and we will definitely consider any suggestions or anything like that if you want to see us mix it up a little bit. But other than that, I think, you know, you can always catch us on social media. I'm at Brooks Editorial and you are at Abigail E. Krebs.
Yes.
And you can use the hashtag Chasing Creative. Otherwise, we will be back with you in spring.
Absolutely. In the meantime, happy holidays, everybody. Have a great season of snow. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Thanks for listening to the Chasing Creative podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, be sure to stop by chasingcreative.com to check out the show notes, catch up on past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you leave us a review on iTunes. You can also join in the creative conversation by tweeting to us at Abigail E. Krebs or at Brooks Editorial, or by using the hashtag ChasingCreative on Twitter and Instagram.
If there's a guest you'd love to hear from on the podcast, or if you have any feedback for us, drop us a line at chasingcreativepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Until next week, go chase your creative.